Hello, this is 5 minutes. The prophet says the finished work of Christ, episode 751. 751. Still in Kenya or doing something else apart from Healing Jesus campaign? I'll let you know later on. So this is we've been talking about the death of Christ. We spoke extensively about it, and I spoke about the physical events that led to the death. I'm now on the revelatory, and we are now in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word. So we're paying attention to God's word by looking at the word for ourselves, studying, reading, and hearing. And the hearing aspect, you will have to use your own mouth to say. No, when we talk about hearing, many people think that it's just hearing, like how you're hearing, Princess Olivia. That is not the most, the hearing that really works in you is when your own mouth speaks it and your own ear hears your words. Hears your own words being declared. That is the hearing I was talking about. Good. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good. And that's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein is time, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, it's supposed here to say that you've not believed in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We've been talking about the death of Christ. We looked at the physical events, but not the revelatory. And it says, Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, pay attention to my word. And we are paying attention to God's word by decreasing our attention and all the time we're giving to other things so that you can pay attention or give priority to God's word. To God's word. Okay. And somebody say, but why I give priority to God and not to God's word? I mean, I can give priority to God, but not necessarily through God's word. Big mistake. If you say that, then you need to start from episode 1. Please, you need it. I'm telling you, you need it. Desperately need it. Because if you don't know that primarily God is going to speak to you through his word, and you're looking out from visions and for a bright star dropping from the sky or something like that, or for your next door neighbor's dog to be mentioning your name back, we'll mention your name, is a serious thing. Or for a dream that you have, it's a serious thing. God speaks through his word. So I've done all this in the episodes. You will find them all, they're all there. And if you want to learn and you want to know, that some people want to know. I love that curiosity. Some people want to. I just want to know. There is something about knowing God, knowing God's word, knowing what he says, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing what he says about you. So yesterday I told you about how Jesus said, no man eats fruit of thee again. Mark 11:14. So because we're looking at Mark 11 where Jesus cursed the fig tree, and I've already told you why it was so, that in Israel their fig tree was such that when the leaves, you see the leaves, it means the fruits are there because the fruit comes before the leaves, or simultaneously both come together. So I told you the story of the young fig tree that was just these plain leaves without the figs, and now mommy had warned him, and he met his meter. He met the creator one day, said he spoke to him. And the next thing I want to say is that remember that Jesus didn't use any cutlass. Listen, very important, because being a man, naturally, many of us immediately we want to clear something, we're thinking of what to use to clear it, what to use to clear the mountain, what are you going to do about that situation, what are you going to do about that debt, or debt, debt, what are you going to do about that situation, what are you going to do about that ministry, so many things are asking, what are you going to do? And many of us are, I have to go and see this person, I have to go and talk to this person, I have to do that. Okay, I'll pray. And your prayer is to God. is to God. God, come and move this mountain for me. He will not move your mountain for you. He moves mountains. We sing. We can sing it. But the Bible, when you look at what the Bible says, the Bible is saying that he is not the one who is going to move the mountains. Apparently, you and I were born to be able to speak to mountains. God expects you to speak to mountains. But I thought that it was God. No. Oh, God, speak for me. It's listen, these are things we wish. If they are wishes, they are just wishes. But if you look at the New Testament and the way God says we are to live our lives on this earth, God is not the one who's going to move the mountains for you. But we sing it. We can sing it because that's what we wish for. But we also say that God will speak for you. And listen, the real truth is what is written in the Word. A lot of the songs and things that we do, they are not what is written in the Word. When it's not written in the Word, you can sing it and it means nothing. It's just wishful thinking. It is the man that moves the mountain. And how is he going to do that? He's going to do that through words. Your words. That's why I was teaching you about meditation, that you will have to put the word in your own mouth and say it. You have to put the word and stop the perversion. Stop it. That lump, stop it. That tumor, stop it. That mass, you found a mass. So that pain, stop it. That relationship that is not going well, stop it. Stop. How are you going to do that? I'm going to talk. You don't talk to it. You put the word of God in your mouth and speak to it. But who told you that pain can hear me? It will hear you. It's got ears. Jesus spoke to fig trees, he spoke to wind, he spoke to the sea, he spoke to such inanimate objects, because in the spirit they can hear you. That is the truth. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody. Bye.